Hey there! It's been a while, to say the least. It's been a month and a half, maybe? Maybe. About a month and a half. Well, maybe only a month and a week, but it's been, in any case, kind of a long time since I was last able to update people on my life. And I'm really sorry about the lapse. I'm sorry both for you and for me because, A, I feel like I have an obligation to keep the people I care about, who care about me, updating on my life, and then I also have a sort of feeling of dread when it comes to catching everybody else up on everything that I've been doing, because it's going to take so much time just to talk about what's happening and to remember what all has happened, and it feels like a lot has happened. But first of all, I'll get my excuses for this break in correspondence out of the way, and I have them. I have good excuses, because I had finals, which I forget whether I wrote my last email before or after finals, but I did have them at the second week to the beginning of the third week of December. I had my finals, and they weren't all that challenging, but I did spend kind of a lot of time studying and hanging out with other people who are also studying, and I'm getting a slight sense of deja vu, so I think I did talk about this a little bit, maybe. It involves a lot of time spent in Starbucks. But I had finals, and then I went for 10 days on a trip to Nozawa Onsen, which is a small town in Nagano Prefecture, and then to Tokyo. And after that, I got back a few days before the New Year. I spent a few days doing New Year's preparations, and after that, my mom came over from the Bay Area, where I live, to see me. And after that, actually, during that, I got the flu, and I was incapacitated for about 4 days. And after that, my computer broke. Specifically, my AC adapter broke. I didn't know that at the time, because all I knew at the time was that my computer wasn't turning on. But it turned out that something had happened to my AC adapter that made it cease to fuel power to my computer, and so my computer turned off, and I ended up going to Bic Camera, which is a huge electronics store in the area. Mom knows where this is, and I bought a new AC adapter, hoping, since they would not let me try it in the store, that it was in fact compatible with my computer, and that was in fact what the problem with my computer was. But fortunately for me, when I plugged it in, my computer started to charge, and so my computer is healthy now, and I have access to my school's internet, and I'm not sick, which means that I have the time and the ability to get this and updates in general back to you guys. And by the way, this is just a record, I think, because there's been some weird stuff happening with the domain that this file is hosted on, specifically the domain providers got wise to the fact that we were hosting lots of illegal MP3s and other such things on our domain, and so a lot of the content, including I think my previous voice posts, have been taken down. I'm gonna try to re-upload the voice posts because those shouldn't be considered illegal content, and I think if I directly link them to a publicly viewable HTML page, DreamHost will be okay, and I will be able to continue hosting them. So if the links to previous voice posts are broken, worry not. I will get them up again soon. And they should, in theory, be in the same place that this guy goes up when I upload him tomorrow or the day after that. For the record, today is, I think it's the 27th. It's a Tuesday. It's Tuesday the 27th at 10:17 p.m. my time, which means that it's probably Tuesday, maybe? No, I'm so confused. It's either Monday or Tuesday for you, but it's considerably earlier for you than it is. No, you know what it is? It's Tuesday, but it's like 5 in the morning where you are at the time that I'm recording this message. Okay, so that's, yes, covering the most recent string of events, namely trip, New Year's, mom, sick, computer, catching up on everything that I needed to, that was basically left in limbo when I was sick and or without my computer, which was, you know, just getting homework out of the way, reviewing for tests and things that I needed to retake, just getting, like, mentally back into the swing of school, which I'm still kind of in the middle of doing. I don't know, it's sort of weird. I guess this is the third week of our new term, but I'm still adjusting to my classes. I love my classes, particularly when you compare them, I mean, like, academically to the ones last term, because those were really nice, but they weren't really what you could call classes in good conscience, because they consisted of things like going on field trips and talking with people about our feelings and talking about what we thought of Japan and what they thought of America. And I mean, it was fun, and it definitely had its ups, but it wasn't class as Carleton and my high school and even my middle school have acclimated me to thinking of as class. But in contrast, this is as good as any segue into the nature of my term this term. The classes that I'm taking now, there are three. One of them is Japanese, which is more or less the same sort of thing as it was last term, in that we have a lot of reading and we have vocabulary tests and we talk in class about different things. This morning we actually talked about, we started out with this very vague topic, which was problems with food. And we identified lots of contemporary social problems with food, including the whole scares over poor quality import food that is making people sick. Like, there was a thing in Japan with bad gyoza from China. Gyoza, it's like pot stickers, and it made a lot of people sick, and so there was a sort of ban on imported gyoza for a while. And then we talked about similar scares in the U.S. and the whole lead paint thing and the whole, like, dog food thing that was, I guess, a year-ish ago. And then we also talked about the overuse of corn in U.S. food products because of the agribusiness monopolies that result in an overproduction of corn and increasing need/pressure for ingenious ways in which to use it, and an ultimate effect whereby almost everything processed that you eat in the U.S. has corn in it. And we talked about other things. We talked about the fact that, I guess, in Japan at the moment, compared to the U.S., which apparently is producing 140% as much food as the population of the U.S. would need to survive on, like, a very basic diet, Japan is only producing 40% of the food that would be needed to feed its population, which means that they obviously rely a lot on imports. And that is apparently a problem with food, or what looks like an impending problem with food in Japanese society. That said, they are apparently producing 100% of people's daily quota of rice. Unlike everything else, rice, there is more than enough rice. There is tapuri rice, which means, you know, rice just enough, like, kind of filled to the brim. Which means that, sort of like the corn thing in the U.S., they are trying to think of increasingly creative ways to use rice in different products, in different senses. And so you apparently have rice donuts at Mr. Donuts that you can buy, and there are rice cakes. Not rice cakes, but, like, actual cakes made of rice. But as far as we inquire, there are not, like, forks and spoons and other imitation plastic products made out of rice. However, there are potato forks and spoons at Pomona, and of course, as a good two-thirds of the people listening to this will know, there are corn forks and spoons at Carleton. At least there were when I was there last year. I actually don't know if they're still doing that now that we've changed dining hall providers. But that's my Japanese class. And it's fun. I really, really like our teacher this term. We just switched teachers at the beginning of the new term, and she is a very friendly woman who does a great job, like, imitating the people that we read about in our newspapers. Like, she pretends to be, you know, the sullen son who is running away from the embrace of his family to spend increasing amounts of time in convenience stores, and she does this little voice and kind of explains what he's thinking, and she does a really good job of it, so that's very entertaining. But I'm taking two other classes, and one of them is a translation class, or just kind of a class studying sort of the study of translation and different sort of philosophical approaches to the question of translation, and also just kind of a sort of practical exercise in starting to translate things, mostly from Japanese to English, on our own. And that's really cool. The teacher is really great. She just has a very kind of entertaining and informative way of just, like, speaking and leading the class, and our textbooks are kind of dense, and they use lots and lots and lots of words, sort of linguistic theory style words, like all sorts of syntactic paradigms and things like that. But and the translation itself is fun, if intimidating, because I always feel like I am never as good at coming up with adequate words or adequate renderings of, you know, ingenious turns of phrase in the source text in English, because we often don't have the same phrases as they do in Japanese. And so I feel like I'm not quite yet up to the challenge of, like, doing this well, but I'm ganbatte imasu, I'm, like, doing my best regardless. And that's fun and exciting and challenging. And apparently the one thing that she said that I'm very good at, which made me happy, is I'm apparently very good at coming up with cheesy advertising slogans, because we had an assignment where we were supposed to come up with 3 or more translations, renderings of a cheesy advertising slogan in Japanese, and she liked mine a lot. I don't know what that says about me and or my future career prospects, but I could always go into the realm of career crazy cheesy advertisement slogan generation, maybe. So that's that class, and I want to say I had something else to say about it, but it completely left my head, I guess. Oh, that's right, we have a translation final project for that class, where we, as you might expect, have to translate something. And I thought a while, like, what do I want to translate from Japanese to English? And my theory, or my idea, I don't know if this is going to pan out, but what I hope to be able to do, possibly, is I hope to be able to translate Japanese movie reviews into English, because, as some people I know, I kind of compulsively read movie reviews in English. It's gotten to the point where even if I haven't seen a movie, or even if I don't like it, I will probably have read its review on the New York Times and or possibly have watched the trailer. So I can tell you about the New York Times review of a lot of things that I haven't seen and don't even particularly care about. Like, I was just looking up their review of the film The Bodyguard, and they thought that it was a sort of wasted, a study of sort of mildly wasted potential, because they thought it could have made a good film noir, a good neo-noir, if it had done things differently, but it ended up being a sort of bloated travelogue, which they weren't very pleased about. But, yeah, I'm just, I need to find a good newspaper to pick reviews from, and I need to find a good theme for my reviews, but then hopefully I can get that project started. My other class is called Desire in Cinema, or Cinema of Desire, I forget which, and it's about Japanese films that feature desire as a sort of fundamental key component. The first film we watched this last weekend was Rashomon, which it was actually my first time seeing it. I think I was one of the only people in the class who hadn't seen that film before, but it's the Akira Kurosawa film that was filmed in 1950 about a crime that took place and the 3 or 4 participants' different explanations of what went on. And so you hear 3 or 4 diverging accounts of the truth, and you have to guess what actually went on, and it involves a lot of mediation on the nature of just humanity and whether humans are fundamentally good or bad people and whether they have the impulse to do good and whether that impulse pans out or not. And I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, you figure that I would, because it's a very, very highly acclaimed film and everyone seems to have enjoyed it, but I was really engaged, and I enjoyed watching it, and I'm really glad that I got the chance to watch it, and we had a pretty cool discussion about it afterwards. I feel like we need to discuss it more. We only were able to talk about it for just art class on Monday, which was an hour and a half, and I feel like the film deserves more time than we were able to give it. So we have class again tomorrow, actually, so hopefully we'll be able to get some more Rashomon discussion in there, and that'll be fun, I think. And it's cool. I mean, it's kind of nice and nostalgic to be in a class, I mean, for both of these classes, that A, give me, like, a lot of reading, and so I can just sort of experience this kind of ultimately pleasant thing I experienced at Carleton, where you're given a lot of reading, and basically in order to get this reading done, you have to situate yourself in comfortable places, like a coffee shop, or your room, on, like, sitting on the hot carpet that is essential to keeping you warm in these cold winter months, and just, like, sitting in a comfortable place and just giving yourself an hour or 2 hours to read this book. And sometimes it's kind of boring, but it's never stressful, and it's never especially overwhelming, and it's oftentimes very kind of soothing, and it makes you feel productive. And so it's kind of nice to be given substantial quantities of reading again that I have to do as homework. And it's cool also to just have these sorts of discussions in class, because neither of my previous classes were especially discussion-oriented. Neither of my previous English classes taught in English. So this is the first time I'm really able to have discussions about interesting ideas in English again, and that's kind of really welcome. So, this term is looking good so far. I mean, there are a few, like, other things that I have to juggle, just sort of philosophies toward work. I feel like I've been making an awkward amount of grammatical mistakes in Japanese lately, so I need to fix that. I need to, you know, just iron out little kinks here and there. But for the most part, it feels like the classes themselves are kind of a lot more exciting than what I was able to take last term, and that makes me happy. So, that is school. And I have a lot more to talk about that is basically would cover everything up until when school began on the 8th, which is the day before I got my fever on the 9th. But, I forget whether I got my fever. No, wait, I got my fever on the 7th. I was able to go to school on I got the flu on the 7th, I was able to go to school on the 8th, and then I got my fever that night, which meant that I was not able to go the day after that, and I was, like, passed out in bed for a day and a half, and then they gave me Tamiflu, which is interesting, because, Tamiflu, if you do not know, is a sort of miraculous cure-all for the flu, and I took it, and I was better in a day, which is kind of remarkable, and apparently, the U.S. is, there are certain places that are stockpiling it, like doctors are stockpiling it, and it is supposed to be used only in the event of a flu epidemic or pandemic, and it's not generally supposed to be given to people when they just normally get the flu in the fall or the winter, I guess. And, it's generally apparently hard to get a hold of in the U.S., and according to Wikipedia, Japan is actually one of the only places where it's easy to get a hold of, because it's a really common thing. They diagnose you with the flu, and then they just give you Tamiflu, and then they send you home, which is basically what happened with me. And it's coming to the point where a lot of countries are studying the effects of Tamiflu, and there are side effects. They're very interesting side effects. And they're basically studying this medicine by looking at Japan. Like, they say, you know, the European Union is wondering, you know, what to do about it, and so they look at Japanese studies, or they're waiting for Japan to give Tamiflu to more people so that they can see what happens. Apparently, one of the awkward side effects that happened when it was given out in the past is that in children ages 10 to 19, there was a disconcerting increase in desire to jump out windows. And so apparently there have been 10 cases of injuries or deaths that occurred when young children took Tamiflu and then jumped out a window. Or there was one kid who basically ran in front of a truck. But that was kind of disconcerting, but interesting. And I reconfirmed it via Wikipedia this afternoon, but I'd heard it originally from my host family when I mentioned that it was hard to get a hold of in the U.S., and they were like, oh, yes, that makes sense, because, you know, there's this problem they explained in Japanese where, you know, kids, they take it, and then they just want to jump off high places. And this was the day after I'd taken it, and so I was like, oh. And they said, well, yeah, just tell us if you feel like jumping off of high places. And I was like, oh, okay. So, that's an unusual, compelling side effect of Tamiflu, and so, beware, I guess. Maybe it's good that we're not all given access to it, because, yeah, that is the most notorious side effect, although, again, only 10 people have attempted such feats. But, it was interesting medicine, and I probably could not have gotten it if I hadn't come here, and so by coming here and getting the flu, I was somehow a, participant in what is now a national debate over what should be done with this medicine. But before Tamiflu and before the flu, a bunch of other stuff happened. I should probably start chronologically, and I realize that I'm already hitting the 20-minute mark, so anybody who's getting bored, I'm sorry, there's kind of a long way left. And if you're not getting bored, that's great, because there's a lot of stuff still to cover. But my computer's sleeping, my computer is bored, but my computer's no longer asleep, as you can tell because you can hear my voice, but my winter break and my adventures began on, you know what, maybe it would make sense to like cut this off here and then start another one with my winter break so that you can like segment it easily in case you like want to bookmark it or I don't know, like figure out when one stops and the other one starts. So, as that sounds increasingly sensible, I'm going to stop recording and then I'm going to start in like 2 minutes, so don't worry, you're going to get both of them. But, for ease of following, this one will stop here, and winter break and the 2 or 3 weeks that followed it, or I guess, I mean, all my trip, the 2 or 3 weeks followed it, which altogether comprise winter break, are going to be my next post. So, see you in a few. Okay.